Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher, who is probably one of the world's leading experts on weather modification, weather control, and weather warfare. Now, certainly most people say, oh, well, the people talk about the weather, but nothing can be done about it, and nothing could be further from the truth. But, of course, because of the degree of control over the medium, you are never going to hear what you're going to hear on this program. I live in California, and as this program is being recorded on the 6th of July, why, of course, we have over 1,700 wildfires burning in California. We spent over $330 million just from the point of view of the state fighting them, and excessive amounts for the Army, the National Guard, and certainly for the local communities fighting these fires. And some of them they're just allowing to burn. They're just not able to get to them at all. Is this happening by mistake? Well, one of my friends, Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates, had an opportunity to hear a high government official talking some years ago, and of course he was talking about wildfires and in the national forest and on private land, and saying, you know, some people say we should let those fires burn, but I say, make them burn, make them burn. Why would anybody have an attitude like that? Because we have people with an entirely different worldview, ladies and gentlemen. People who look at the world differently than you and I do. In fact, one of the most powerful men in the world today is a man named Zbigniew Brzezinski. And if you read his book, written in 1970, very hard to get. Most of the copies have been bought up and destroyed, but you can still get them on the Amazon.com for a fair amount of money. But in the book Between Two Ages, writing in 1970, somewhere between pages 55 and 65, there at a footnote at the bottom, Zbigniew Brzezinski tells us in the future, we're going to be able to create storms and droughts. We're going to be able to create storms and droughts. And then, of course, if you go to the webpage for weathermodification.incorporated, that's Weather Modification Incorporated. You can find them, certainly Google in weather modification. They're at the top of the page there. And they tell you that weather modification is also commonly known as cloud seeding, cloud modification, atmosphere resource management, and precipitation management. Weather Modification Incorporated specializes and excels in all aspects of this water management technology. Specifically, we offer a complete range of services from turnkey operation programs for rainfall increase, that is rain enhancement, snowpack augmentation, hail damage mitigation, that is hail suppression, and fog clearing. And of course, they offer these things. And so why are we spending all this amount of money on hiring helicopters to dump a little buckets of water onto the fires, and planes that dump buckets of water on the flames? Why don't we modify the weather? Why don't we utilize weather modification? Who knows more about that than Bob Fletcher? Bob actually had the opportunity of testifying before Congress back in 1995 on weather control and weather modification, weather warfare. The Chinese have developed this. The Russians have developed it. We've given them the technology to do that. And, of course, everything here in the United States is secret. Oh, my goodness, we have to have this secret because we couldn't let the Chinese, who we've given the technology to, know about what's going on. We couldn't let the Russians, who we've given the technology to, know what's going on. Or is it that they don't want the American people to know what's going on? They have the ability today, at least according to some people, to change the course of the jet streams. We see massive droughts in California, intense heat like we've never seen before, 1,700 wildfires burning in our state at this time, and in the Midwest, of course, massive floods that could destroy large parts of our corn and soybean crops, and tornadoes like we've never seen before. And is this happening by accident? Well, everything is top secret because We can't let Osama bin Laden know what the government is doing, can we? And why is it all classified? Well, let's get on to Bob Fletcher. Bob, you've been at this for a long time. How did you get involved in trying to learn about the weather?
Well, I'll tell you what. It was back in 94 and 95, and I was profusely involved with what was referred to at that time as the Patriot Movement, and that included what was the creation of several groups, or actually hundreds of groups across the country at that time. They were called the militia groups or the militia patriot groups. And basically it was a huge a collection of organizations and groups at the private public level that your neighbors and friends and neighbors that actually were starting to really get an eye-opener or concern about corruption in government. And of course that covers a multitude of sins, because corruption in government is so so profuse in America now, in every area. And we were, of course, investigating. I had been an investigator for a few years at that time. I had gotten involved with that back in '87. So, and I had been involved with some congressional inquiries and Senate and congressional investigations of several really major corrupted activities. And I had a couple people contacted me in, I guess it was, like I say, 1994 was the first time. And they were coming from several directions, and they were saying, hey, Bob, there's that they're actually doing weather control and weather control modification as a weapon of war. And what do you know about it? And I was totally set back, and I'm like everybody else. When I first heard that, I thought, oh, gee, I have another nutcase on the telephone, trying to tell me that people have the capability of doing this. And I was not a believer, obviously. And again, I'm going to have to really try to shorten up this story, because it's really a kind of a complex situation that took quite a bit of time. But the bottom line was that back in 94, I discovered that that was the truth.
And of course, so, you actually got a copy of the United Nations treaty, didn't you? This was sort of a fluke that you got the treaty, and you have that available, and you show that in the video which we carry from you, which is, of course,
right. We get so much information, which of course, including a treaty. I mean, yeah, the treaty you're referring to. Once the United Nations has signed a treaty between the nations that says that we should or should not use this ability to actually create earthquakes and control the weather, the atmospheric side of the weather, well, then certainly it's real. I mean, we certainly don't sign treaties between nations on things that are just being planned. Already underway.
And, of course, basically this treaty is almost impossible to get. The last thing they want is for the American people to know the truth, and that is that the government, using our tax money and, of course, helping the Russians and the communists, it seems that we've developed the techniques to modify the weather. And, of course, this can have disastrous effects if used improperly. And the question is, why are we having so many changes in the weather today? So, Bob, in the DVD that we actually carry that you made, we actually hear you testifying before Congress about that, and you've done a number of similar investigations. Why don't you tell us, how do they go about doing this? What are the techniques that they use to modify the weather?
Okay, actually there's a lot. There's several different methods that have been utilized, and the most frightening and most dynamic is not the old, if you're over 40 or 50, you'll be aware of the fact that they've been doing the chemical seeding of the clouds in the atmosphere for many years, and that has a certain amount of success. But the frightening thing that we're now faced with, and have been successful for over 20, possibly 30 years now, and of course how good it is, how far along it is, that's hard to measure. But we're talking about electronic pulse beam, similar to it's a superheating of the atmosphere and the ionosphere to change the weather itself with the application of like a radar or an X-ray or a microwave. Actually, it's called a plasma beam. And they have shared this information with the Russians many years ago. We cooperatively had their scientists right in the Lawrence Livermore Laboratories with our people. We cooperatively developed the ability to do these, to do this alteration and the application of what I would refer to as electronic manipulation of the weather itself. And so what has happened now, of course, over the period of 25 years, not only have we gotten it down to a pretty good art, but the Russians had done it. They sort of ran out of money. The Russians have been into a financial bind like the United States is presently getting into, or already are in, and that is running out of money because of a multitude of stupid legislative errors, obviously, for 50 years. But the Russians, of course, had moved forward. They had developed satellites through which they did their electronic manipulation. We have done the same thing. We utilize sort of a three-way system, which is satellites, aircraft flying around with the equipment, and ground-based locations like the HAARP, which everyone has probably heard about at this point.
That's a high-altitude auroral research project that they have up in Alaska, but they have that elsewhere, of course.
Correct. And they actually have it in three locations, but a big deal, the biggest secondary one, or might even be bigger than the one in Alaska, I'm not sure now, but is someplace located on the equator around the central part of the Earth itself. And this actually, again, it's an old spin-off from some of Nikola Tesla's scientific research that he had done, which, by the way, includes the plasma beam concept, this original electronic concept. And Nikola Tesla's experiments, for people that are not aware of that, goes all the way back a full 100 years ago when he first initiated the potential to do this, and as a matter of fact indicated that with the right system of electronics, not only could you get free electricity through the air, which of course the power control person certainly don't want to have that, but not only did he do that, but he said that we actually, by using it incorrectly, that you could split the Earth in half by using some of his basic concepts that he had developed. But that's where the ideas all originally came from. They are now, what's really frightening, or let's say brings it to the forefront, is the fact that the United States Congress in 2005, which is literally 10 years after I sat before the Congress and the Senate and testified that this was secretively being carried out, 10 years later, 2005, the Congress is trying to put together on the 109th Congress session a bill titled number 2995, which was the establishment in the U.S. government of a Weather Modification Operation and Research Board. This would be a permanent full-time committee to sort of oversee the coordination and liaisons of all weather control operations in the United States. Now, what this does actually, since we've been doing it secretly for so long, is a manner by which the Congress and Senate can pretend to the American public that they are totally above board and we're not keeping anything a secret anymore. So here's this committee or board commission that's going to handle all of the information and, of course, the press and the media, and related to anything to do with weather control. So they'll be able to fool the Americans by saying, hey, we are open, we do have this committee here that's overseeing everything. Now, the scary part about that is that now we finally have the complete admission that they are doing it, have the ability to do this weather modification, and the government now is publicly acknowledging and stepping up with that. Now, to go along with that, you know, you could say, well, okay, yeah, that's kind of scary. But how about if you knew that the Russians had been doing this for years and have publicly been open with it, with a company called Elate, ELATE, that was the Russian state company that had been doing their weather control and alteration for years. And now we've discovered, which is just for myself is brand new, and I should have been aware of this, and I wasn't, but the Red Chinese have now come out in the last couple years ago. They came out with a formal a committee of their own on weather modification. And what that is a statement of the Chinese regulations on the administration of weather modification. So we have the Russians doing it, which there's no question. We now have the United States coming forward, and we have the Chinese coming forward with the fact that they are having their, all three of these major powers now have the ability and are carrying out weather modification. So I think, and unfortunately I am absolutely positive that I'm not incorrect with this, I think we are now watching this outrageous weather worldwide, the outrageous numbers of what we've called dry lightning storms that are creating the outrageous fires by the thousands in the United States. I think we are presently in a weather war between all three of the major nations.
But of course we can never know, because our government keeps everything secret, and they're certainly not telling us what the Chinese and the Russians are doing, because after all, we wouldn't want them to know what we know, so we have to keep that secret from the American people. The only problem is, Bob, of course, that our government has always worked very, very closely with both the Russian and Chinese governments, but of course we can't let the American people know that, because they're supposedly the enemy, and that's why we have to have such a powerful military to protect us from the enemy that we're helping at every turn and transferring the technology to, for not only weather modification, but for so many other terrible, terrible weapons that can have a devastating effect on humanity.
And covertly, you can't imagine, and I had been privy to some covert operations myself directly on a one-on-one situation many years ago. You cannot begin to imagine the amount of money that these people can make if we're talking about selling the secrets, sharing the secrets of some kind of a weapon as devastating as the control of weather. It's the same as, if not more severe than the secrets of nuclear weapons.
Well, now, of course, you talked about the High Altitude Auroral Research Project, also known as HAARP, and you've talked about this plasma beam. Are there other techniques that they have at the present time for weather modification?
Well, those really, there are, and they're, like I say, they're still doing some chemical applications, but for the most part, the application of electronics, doing the superheating, now that's not, we haven't talked at all about the earthquakes, which is low frequency sound, and besides just plain old setting off explosions in certain areas that might, develop and produce an earthquake. But if we're talking about the low-frequency vibrations that they have the ability to do into the earth that can also set off earthquakes, we hadn't even gotten into that. But I think the two scariest things actually would be that low-frequency operations of transmitting vibrations in the earth for earthquakes. And I think the worst, though, is the ability to cause these storms. You can cause the tsunamis, the storms that create tsunamis. You can create earthquakes, or the hurricanes. We are, by the way, we have the first hurricane that is not a hurricane yet, but will be in 2 days, as I give you a forecast ahead of time. We will be having an announcement of the first hurricane for this season coming at the east coast of the United States and the day after tomorrow. Earthquakes, along with the tsunamis. You know, the tsunami destroyed all of the agriculture where it hit there in Indonesia. they will not be able to use their growing land, the property to grow food, for 3 to 5 years only because of the salt penetration from the ocean that spread out across their properties. Now, the Chinese, they've had a lot of floods. We have had floods. Now, are we looking at the Chinese making floods and hurricanes and problems, including tornadoes, like crazy in the United States? And is the United States doing it back to the Chinese secretly? The Russians and Europe have had some of the worst cold weather storms that they've ever had in the history of weather in the last 3 years. This year alone in the United States, the amount of weather disasters is astronomical. We really need, somebody needs to sit down, and I hadn't done it yet, but sit down and do the mathematical cost of problems that we alone have had in America financially with the storms.
Well, I think, of course, the current floods in the Middle West really going to have a devastating effect. Certainly, as we mentioned earlier, on our corn crop, on our wheat, on our soybean crop, and of course, going along with, of course, government policy that takes a quarter of our corn crop and, of course, uses it for ethanol, has driven up the cost of chickens and of hogs and of meat. Actually, many of our farmers are actually slaughtering their herds because they can't afford to feed them. Same thing is true as far as the hogs are concerned. We're seeing real problems. Of course, we're seeing an inflationary spiral, and the government is doing everything they can to promote it, but they can't tell the American people that oil is skyrocketing within the last 2 weeks. And remember, I'm recording this on the 6th of July. Within the last 2 weeks, why, the price of iron ore has gone up 85%, which means that steel and iron products are going to skyrocket here 6 months to a year from now. But they can't tell the American people what they're really doing. There are lots that could be done to bring the prices down, cutting off commodity speculation, but they steadfastly refuse to do it. They've done it before with silver and other issues, but they're not about to stop the skyrocketing price of oil. And all of these things are going to impact on our people, but probably nothing more than weather modification, which is a very real entity. And, of course, Bob Fletcher, having testified before Congress on this, and you'll actually see him appearing before Congress, and the congressman trying to give him a bad time back in 1995. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, Bob, you know, as you talk about this, and you have a lot of documentation, would you like to get out your website for people and let them know how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. And, of course, they can get the DVD through yourself. You have the Weather Control as a Weapon DVD that we did a while back. It is the real eye-opener, and that's, they can get that from yourself. If they'd like to contact me, you can contact me at on email. Email me at news@bobfletcher.info. That's news with a little insignia at Bob Fletcher, one word, bobfletcher.info, or drop me a note if you would like at Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803.
Well, Bob, you know, the thing is, you tell people about weather modification, they look at you as if, well, this could not be true. If it were true, why, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, or Brian Williams, or certainly somebody on television would be talking about this. I mean, if they could modify the weather in California, why, they could, certainly, if they could get rain in California, why, we could put a stop to wildfires. And yet, of course, we don't seem to be doing anything of that sort. We seem to be sending our tanker planes, our helicopters up with little buckets of water to dump it. And supposedly we're doing everything we can to, of course, stop the spread of these wildfires. And devastating homes and burning homes and towns are threatened. And yet, of course, this all goes on, and nobody ever mentions that there is the capacity to modify the weather. And my understanding is that Chinese are going to guarantee that the weather would be good in August of this year for the Olympics, and because they had the capacity to change the weather. Have you heard about that?
Yes, and that's exactly the point. As a matter of fact, let's do this. If people like to have specifics, In China, they actually put out a decree number 348 of the State Council of the People's Republic of Red China on March the 19th, 2002, effective as of May of 2002, and it is all of their regulations on how to carry out weather modification in the Republic of China and their laws, and that's their complete code, et cetera, for the for Red Chinese weather modification. People don't think that's real. That's real, folks. And people like these guys, Rush Limbaugh, that don't talk about this, they don't dare get into some of this stuff because they interrupt.
We're out of time, Bob. God bless. Thanks very much for being
here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you certainly would like to help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get the information that we have readily available, why, of course, we have the Bob Fletcher's excellent DVD, Weather Control as a Weapon. We have, that's Weather Control as a Weapon, the DVD. Why, we have a 4-tape set or 4-CD set on weather control. We have a book called Weather Warfare by Jerry Smith. Excellent. And all of these sources we've checked out. We believe that they're accurate. That's Weather Warfare. Of course, you can always go up on the Internet, fortunately. So much of the information is up there, but you just have to note where to look for it. And, of course, we started out the program by telling you about Weather Modification Incorporated, a company up in the Dakotas that will readily change your weather for you if you just pay them to do it. They know how to do it. They've been doing it since 1960. But, of course, we can't let the American people know, because they might tell Osama bin Laden who's plotting our downfall over there in a cave in Pakistan. So then we have, of course, have a book called HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, HAARP. The ultimate weapon of the conspiracy. We also have 2 4-tape sets on HAARP. The information is there, ladies and gentlemen. It's up to you to find out if it's really true. You can check us out on the Internet if you want anything documented. We'll be glad to get that documentation for you. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our radio programs there 9 hours a day during the weekdays. And, of course, our programs are archived. You can actually listen to the live programs 4 hours a day. You can hear our Saturday programs. You can listen to our MP3 programs. We want you to go there. We want you to get the information. We want you to go to our website and look at the new site we put up called Other Videos. If you have any question what happened to Building 7, go to Other Videos at RadioLiberty.com and look at the Italian documentary that is posted there. That's Building Number 7 on Other Videos at RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we want to point out that this is really a spiritual battle. Most people have no idea that there are powerful spiritual forces at work which are influencing the course of men. So again, our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, and then please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for our leaders and our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.